Nod your head and wake up. I see so many people lost who really try to pretend, but am I just another white boy who's caught on to the trend? When I take a step to the mic, is hip-hop closer to the end? Cause when I go to shows, the majority have white skin. They've marketed the windmill, the air flare and head spin, and white rappers' albums really get the most spins. The face of hip-hop has changed a lot since Eminem, and if he's taken away black artists' profits, I look just like him. Claim the culture that wasn't mine, the way of the American. Hip-hop is gentrified, and where will all the people live? It's like the Central District, Beacon Hill to the South End, being pushed further away because of what white people did. Now, where's my place in the music that's been taken by my race? Cultural appropriated by the white face. And we don't want to admit that this is existence. Still scared to acknowledge the benefits of our white privilege. Cause it's human nature to want to be part of something different, especially when your ancestors are European Christians. And most whites don't want to acknowledge this is occurring, cause we got the best deal, the music without the burden of being black in a system that really wants you to rock. Cause all you need is a program and you can go and make hip hop. And we hate the mainstream, cause we're the ones that took it. Now we listen to A$AP Rock and wear t-shirts that say Brooklyn. But it's not about black and white, right? I mean, good music is good music regardless of what you look like. But when you don't give them props, isn't that selfish? That's like saying rock was actually started by Elvis. So where does this leave me? I feel like I pay dues, but I'll always be a white MC. I give everything I have when I write a rhyme, but that doesn't change the fact that this culture's not mine. But I'm gonna be me, so please be who you are. This is something that's effortless and it shouldn't be hard. I said I'm gonna be me, so please be who you are. But we still own 40 acres, now we stolen their 16 bars. Hip-hop started off in a block that I've never been to counteract a struggle that I've never even been through. If I think I understand, it's because I flow too. That means I'm not keeping it true. Nope. Hip-hop started off in a block that I've never been to counteract a struggle that I've never even been through. If I think I understand, it's because I flow too. That means I'm not keeping it true. I'm not keeping it true.
I don't rap about guns, so they label me cautious. But I don't rap about guns cause I wasn't forced into the project. See, I was put in a position where I could choose my options, blessed with the privilege that my parents could send me to college. Now who's going to shows? The kids in the block starving, or the white people with dough that can relate to my content? Marketed the music, now adapted to the lifestyle. What happened in jazz and rock and roll is happening right now. Where's my place in the music that's been taken by the media, with white corporations controlling what they're feeding you? I brought up A$AP Rock, but I'm not even dissing dude. We love hip-hop, and what do you think the Caucasians are listening to? And I speak freely when I write this. If a black MC examine race, there goes half their fan base, white kids. And this is so true. And we didn't even have to fight the system, we just went and picked up the microphone too, and we got good at it. So we should be rapping, but only supporting them is like burning Jimmy and buying Clapton. Now Clapton's incredible, but no Jimmy, no foundation. So here comes history and the cultural appropriation. White kids with do-rags trying to practice their accents, from the suburbs to the upper class, mastering a language. But hip-hop's not just memorizing words, it's rooted in authenticity, something you literally can't learn. But I'm gonna be me, so please be who you are. It's something that's effortless and it shouldn't be hard. I said I'm gonna be me, so please be who you are. But as I'm blessed with the privilege, they're still left with the scars. Come on. Hip-hop started off in a block that I've never been to counteract a struggle that I've never even been through. If I think I understand, it's because I flow too. That means I'm not keeping it true. Nope. Hip-hop started off on a block that I've never been to counteract a struggle that I've never even been through. If I think I understand, just because I flow too, that means I'm not keeping it true. I'm not keeping it true.